Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Beware, everybody. It's that vinyl monster back on the radio. Yes, your record geek, Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave, as I bring you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarity show. Those crazy instrumentals there from 1961 on the Bralea record label. It's a group called The Statesmen. The Statesmen, in a very appropriate title, a song called Rampage. Dave the Rave, your record geek, and I am on the rampage. A lot of good things for you, that's for sure. Paul Revere and the Raiders, late 66.
Seems this world got you down. You're feeling bad vibrations round.
Wrong to right.
I was staring at myself last night. Girl, I'm feeling
I missed it. It would be a really good thing to see these guys into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul Revere and the Raiders, late 66, early 67, became a big hit for them. And it's called Good Thing. So many good things, both hits and 45s that fell through the cracks. Like this one from the Boys.
Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me. Can't you see that your love girl was meant for me? I didn't think what we did was bad, no. It was love, baby, that's all we had. So baby, come with me and leave all your troubles behind, girl. All your cares and your wealth, all your friends and your foes, we'll leave you some bail. I know you would like gold and maybe satin.
Dave the Rave, your record geek. I've got all the cool records that'll keep all your troubles way, way behind. That's a group called The Boys, B-O-Y-Z. Early 67 out of Joliet, Illinois, and a tune called Come With Me on the Destination record label.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Sweet thing. She's got a personality, she's got a style that's got a hold on me. I built my courage up to ask her name. I'm going to get her in the love game, 'cause she's my kind of girl. Ooh, my kind of girl, yeah.
Either way, says you gotta dig it. That should have been a stone smash, aren't they? Group called The Prophets. The Prophets on the Stefan Ye record label. They're from 1966 in a tune called My Kind of Girl. And when I see my kind of a girl, I promise I'm going to give her all the love I've got. Here's Mr. Jimmy Ruffin.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow. Yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh yeah, she said no other arms will I let hold me, 'cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
Your soul.
I'm thinking anyway, from 1967. I like the thought there of Mr. Jimmy Ruffin. Gonna give him all the love I've got, but sometimes I'm a coward for love.
Here come those girls again. Get away, man. Loosen my coat. You losing your mind? Muscle man still. I've never been afraid in my life of any man that live, but I'm a coward. Yes, I'm a coward when it comes to love. Just one little kiss makes me shiver and shake. A girl getting near to me and the fear in me rocks, rolls, shimmy the shake. On a battle for bravery, fought in three hard wars, and just for the thrill and pleasure, I rode the back of a dinosaur. But I'm a coward. Yes, I'm a coward when it comes to
The Raver's a coward for love. I have all these great ideas, but then when I walk up to all these beautiful women, I kind of freeze. You know, I'm good behind the microphone. Thank God this isn't TV, folks. It's radio. Gino Washington on the Correct Tone record label, a song which was later covered in concert by Mr. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. But that's the original version there. Gino is a coward. Once again, the great Gino Washington. And I might be a coward, but baby, I am your man.
That you're living out there. I know you'll never survive because love keeps you alive. And baby, I'm your man. I know you'll soon realize once you sample my love that you'll never be able to get enough. You better make up your mind. I know you'll soon find. And baby, I'm your man. I want to know, why do you always make such a show? Well, I'm your man, and here's my plan. I'll make you mine, baby, right away. I know you'll soon realize once you sample my love that you'll never be able to get enough. You better make up your mind. I know you'll soon find. And baby, I'm your man. Okay, baby.
Peter Rage, your record geek. Yes, I'm your man. I'm your man on the radio, that's for sure. Many, many disc jockeys from other radio stations, they tune in just to hear these cool records that they've never heard before. That is a UK CBS import out of England, the group called Dreams. Dreams at a record called Baby, I'm Your Man. Yes, I am your man. And although you might be enjoying the summer, you know, somewhere far away from me, I want you to save your heart for me.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have yourself a summer fling or two. But remember, I'm in love with you. And save your heart for me. When the summer moon is on the rise and you're dancing under starlit skies, please don't let the stars get in your eyes. Just save your heart for me.
almost a chart topper in the summer of 1965. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. It hit number 2 on the Billboard chart. Save Your Heart for Me. Don't be messing around with anybody else. Well, and if you got to do that, just remember that I'm the one that loves you. Dave the Rave with my Relics and Rarities show.
All killer, no filler. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Dave the Rave drops the needle on another great 45. More Relics and Rarities from the No Static Attic.
Records. That's for the fall of 1972. The Raspberries, a follow-up to Go All the Way and I Want to Be With You. And here's a true story. I must confess that I'm guilty about something. It was, like I said, the fall of 72. I was a freshman in college. I was working at the college radio station. And the Capitol promotion man, because the Raspberries were on Capitol Records, and back in those days, promotion men would come around to the radio station, give us records to play, and tell us what they thought was going to be big and so forth. So the promotion man comes down to the college radio station, and he says, hey, this is the new Raspberries 45. It's scheduled to be released this coming Tuesday. So, you know, put the record aside. Don't play the record. You guys are not allowed to play the record. You understand how that works. Can't play the record until this coming Tuesday. But I knew that from the time the guy left the radio station till the time he got to his parking lot was about a 5-minute walk. You know, so I said to myself, I'm not waiting. As soon as he left the radio station, man, I played that record on the radio, and it was such a great record. I mean, I instantly fell in love with the record. I broke all the rules. Raspberries, I Want to Be With You. I guess I didn't get the message.
We've been going together so long. Can't you feel that there's something wrong? You only take me out of way. Come on, come on, come on. We can't go on this way.
I got the message. I guess I didn't pay attention to it. I apologize. That is also Eric Carmen. That's a band that Eric Carmen was in before the Raspberries. The record that came out in April of 1969 on the Epic record label. The band called Cyrus Erie. Cyrus Erie and a tune called Get the Message, and a pretty hard 45 to find. It's listed in those record price guides as $400 to $500. Dave the Rave, you record breaker, you rule breaker. Shame on me. Yes, call me Mr. Pitiful. I love this guy, the Big O, Otis Redding.
Call me Mr. Pitiful. Baby, that's my name now. Oh, call me Mr. Pitiful. That's how I got my fame. But people just don't understand what make a man feel so blue. Ooh, they call me Mr. Pitiful, 'cause I lost someone just like you.
Big O, Otis Redding from early 1965. I love that guy. He was so larger than life for me. Otis Redding and Mr. Pitiful from early 65 reached number 41 on the Billboard Top 100 chart. And here's a young lady, just turned 80 years old last week, and she's still going strong.
Help a little girl was stranded in the jungle.
Waves. That was a 45 that kind of got lost, but it sounds to me like it should have been a hit record, that's for sure. The great Maxine Brown, and I had the honor of emceeing a couple shows of Maxine Brown, and she's just phenomenal on stage, and what a nice woman, too. Turned 80 years old last Sunday, and of course, I interviewed her on the radio just a couple days ago. She sounds great, still performing, doing some work overseas in Europe, where Northern Soul is so big. Little Girl Lost is the name of that tune, came out on the Wand record label, and of course, our Lost 45, our mystery oldie from last week. It's where I play a record, and of course, you got to try to figure out who's doing the record. Everybody gets one guess only. We play just for fun. This was last week's mystery oldie. Find out if anybody figured this one out. Bubblegum Records. I love Bubblegum. I know some people hate it, but you know, I think it's pretty cool. I really do. That was Pinch Me, Baby, Convince Me, the group called the Ohio Express. Yes, the yummy, yummy, yummy group, Ohio Express. Congratulations to the Mystery Oldie winners, Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Debbie Warner, Mooresville, North Carolina, Greg Fuse, the Tree Man from Somerset, New Jersey, down there along the beach, Miami Santi, Dennis Romanek, Summers Point, New Jersey, and Robert Pincelli, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, my Mystery Oldie winners. And of course, we'll have a brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit, so don't touch the dial, because you could be another Mystery Oldie winner.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. Dave has got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of show.
Relics and Rarities show.
Huh? Hi, this is Tom Austin of the Royal Teens. You're listening to Dave the Rave, the DJ you fave, with the records you crave, coming to you direct from the Relics and Rarities cave.
And you aren't in the club.
If your name is Bobby, how do we know it? If your name is Dee Dee, why don't you show it? When you have no button, oh what a shame. How in the heck will anybody know your name? Big name button, you got to wear a big name button. You got to wear a big name button.
You're a square. Really nowhere.
Speakers blasting. I'm a sucker for those great saxophone instrumentals. Of course, that's got vocal in it as well, but it's got a great sound to it. The Royal Teens. And thank you, Tom Austin, for stopping by and personally inviting me and all of my listeners to check out the Royal Teens. They're sounding great. Tom Austin, the original drummer, has put together a phenomenal band. And Sunday night, August 25th, at around 7 p.m., they will be playing down in Asbury Park, New Jersey, that swinging town by the seashore. Yes, at a place called McClune's Restaurant, right next to Paramount Theater Convention Hall. The Royal Teens. I will be there. So if you folks are down in the Asbury Park area on Sunday night, August 25th, stop down to see the Royal Teens. It's going to be a great show. I got a good feeling about the show. And look for me. Look for me. I'll be out of my cave, as Tom Austin calls it. I call it the No Static Attic. He likes to call it the cave. Royal Teens, Big Name Button, all happening Sunday night down in McClune's Asbury Park, Sunday night, August 25th. You could have a Big Name Button on you that says winner, because it's time for the Mystery Oldie Contest. So you could be a winner if you could tell me. You get one guess only. I'll give out the number in the email right after the record. But this is my Mystery Oldie 45.
You're not here for me to love.
My Baby Loves Lovin', and I love that record. That's my Mystery Only 45. Get one guess only. Who's doing a record? Call me up right now at 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or email me. Subject of the email should say Mystery Oldie. And that email address, dave@davetherave.com. We played just for fun. Who did the last record? Here's Archie Bell and the Drells.
Starts to play. I can't even eat my lunch in peace.
Put this hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh yeah. I'm sure enough grooving now, y'all. Look at me. Oh yeah.
I just can't stop dancing.
No, no. You can't make me
stop. I just can't stop dancing.
Houston, Texas, Archie Bell and the Drells, and I can't stop dancing.
This is Relics and Rarities.
I keep on dancing, hey boy. Don't you wanna turn the jerk right now?
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
You sitting there?
Just how far
it or break it. A man enough to take it. A man enough to take it, baby. We'll make it or break it. I try to call it.
Might as well know that I had the speakers blasted here in the No Static Attic. Dave the Rave, record geek, late 1961. Came out on the Rick record label. Yes, that's Soul Patrol down there in New Orleans with Mr. Eddie Bowe. Eddie Bowe in a tune called I Got to Know. And of course, everybody's got to know that this next record is going to be...
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Over 117,045 here in the Relics of Rarities Vault. That's one of my more mind-blowing discoveries from 1965 on the Charger record label. Kind of a surf legend guy out of Southern California. And in 1965 on the Charger record label, I love the record, a tune called Lorna. Write it down. It's Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week. And the artist... Adrian Lloyd, who did that Lorna record, he was the drummer of a group called The Rumblers, who in 1962 had this cool record called Boss. And of course, I might be the boss, but it's the end of my Relics and Rarities show. I gotta pack up all my records as we come to the top of the hour. And I had a blast. I always have a blast. If you've got a special Lost 45, well, contact me. We'll play the Mystery Oldie game as well. Call me up, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. You can check out my website. Pick up a Dave the Rave Relics and Rarities t-shirt if you'd like. My website is www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.